All right, what's up? Welcome back to Insanely Chill, the weekend edition. I'm here with Carly and Aaron. You guys are my friends and the first girls and celebrities and the first girls I've ever had on this podcast.
Oh my God, wow. I love feminism.
I can't believe you're obsessed with us. I don't like sitting on this side because I can't look at myself in the camera.
I can see you. You look great.
Okay, thank you.
You guys want to switch? You want to take the host seat?
No, this is great.
Okay.
Yeah, can you just actually go in another room?
Actually, yeah. We'll... If you guys just take over.
Sure.
And then right, cool. I'm sure nobody really wants to hear from you anyway.
Like if you go out of town or something, you're like, do you guys mind just running the podcast?
Oh my God, what a mistake that would be.
We'd literally
sing for 30 minutes and post it.
Yeah. Wait, so your mom likes my podcast?
My mom's obsessed with your podcast. She actually
She's obsessed with it?
She said you said something about... you're not afraid to do stuff or something, like just do it. You kept saying just do it or just do something.
I think that's Nike that you're thinking. Yeah.
Oh, that was right. That was a Nike podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Nike.
Sorry. You can't do that unless I'm getting paid by Nike. You can't just do that.
Well, maybe they'll pay me an errand if they hear us talking about it.
You get a call from WWF?
Wait, we're back to wrestling now? No, that's the Wildlife Foundation.
www.adsonpodcast.com.
That's actually kind of a funny concept. It's just like hijacking other people's podcasts with ads that they're not getting paid for at
Blue
all.
Blue Apron.
Sponsored
hey, Cody,
by Blue
we
Apron.
We have to do this ad in your podcast.
Today. We set up something in individually before we got here. We set up an ad and so we have to read it, unfortunately. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's for David's merch. He's paying us.
I was just going to plug it, but...
So wait, she watched my podcast.
She is obsessed with your podcast. She watches
So she's watching right now, probably?
Yeah, yeah. Right now.
Shout out.
Are
What's
we
her
live?
Name?
What's happening?
Yeah, we're live. We've been recording for 5 minutes.
She knows things before we do.
Yeah.
About our friends, about what's happening on the internet. She's like the biggest fan of everyone.
Oh, yeah. So she's like into the whole crew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does she watch everyone?
Everybody.
Yeah. Really?
Like even Big Nick. No, but she'll be like...
That's so fucked.
I know. I mean, it's like a joke with all of us. He doesn't mind. But no, she'll ask something about like Zayn or Heath. And I'm like, what? When did that happen? She's like, oh, in the vlog yesterday. I was like, how
She's
do you
like,
know
before?
I was
watching their Snapchat story and...
Yeah, Snapchat, everything.
That's kind of cool though.
Yeah, but she brought up yours and you were saying something about just do something. I don't know what you said or what she said it was exactly. But she was like, so I just need to take that motive and just go along with it. Wow. I was like, so what are you doing?
And you're an inspiration to mothers across the world.
So not
one mother.
Just one.
If there's any mothers out there watching this, please speak up now.
I can't believe that I'm a motivational speaker. That's incredible.
She loves you.
She's probably the only person I've ever motivated.
Probably.
On this podcast.
Probably,
this podcast is just not that. I don't even know what the point of this is, honestly. Just to chill.
Just to chat. Fun. Just to chill
just
and chat.
Just to chat.
That's a podcast.
It's insanely
I guess it is.
Chill.
And you guys did Grace's podcast. Is that the only other podcast you've done?
We did
publicly.
Yeah, we did collabs a few years ago.
And like, oh yeah,
Jeff and Will were doing that. I think that's it though. We did like Adobe like radio show, but we were on the radio.
Oh yeah,
were you actually?
Yeah.
When?
Like a year ago.
I was also on the radio in high school. Okay. Like an actual radio.
Oh, really?
Station, yeah.
Like calling in to win tickets or like.
Well, in that, but also I like went to the radio station and was like sitting in.
What? Yeah. Like this?
Yeah.
It's so weird like how much people, we, like, all us internet people don't really know each other that much before the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were with somebody, I don't remember who it was, a few years ago, and he was like, when I was engaged, and everyone was like, what? You were engaged at one point? Like, imagine
that's like Ryan Dune saying the other night, he was like, oh yeah, I was like dating a girl for 10 years, and I was like,
10
like,
years?
Yeah.
I haven't done anything for 10 years.
No, I know.
Except barely live.
Barely,
like, I've been hanging on, but like.
I know.
I've hated myself for 10 years.
Oh, are you from like Alaska or something?
Yeah.
Speaking close. Of like.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. It's close.
It's got an Aska in it.
Yeah, it does.
That's
it's,
crazy.
It's less cool, but.
And you move straight from there to LA.
Yeah.
What
so,
do you,
culture
what,
shock.
Do you guys still work or no?
Mm. No.
This is work.
Yeah, Blue Apron.
We grind every day.
We read ads on other people's podcasts.
Yeah, that's how we make our money. We do webcam modeling, you know. No, we just do YouTube.
That's sick.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going?
Good.
Fine.
Did you guys actually get sponsored by Adam and Eve for that one video?
This is twice now.
Yeah.
What?
Two times. I don't know why.
I told Carly I was convinced that the person, we just talked about this on Grace's too, but... the person who's sending us emails, it just seems not real. Like, it's so unprofessional. It's like, hey, like, we want to send you some stuff. And then, like, he'll email
like,
back.
Dildos? Like, they're just like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, we'll send you, like, YouTube-friendly stuff, blah, 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 blah. But
it's
then
really YouTube-friendly.
It's like bondage.
Yeah, the shit that you open.
Glow-in-the-dark dildos.
The first time, it was, like, very, like, chill stuff. And then the second time, we're opening, like, what was it, like, big... black cock thing that you literally just sit on.
Erin, it's called King Cock.
No. Yeah, but it was like this massive mom. Dick.
Well, oh good. God, this is going to get so demonetized gross. Now. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Blue apron. We're still making money, though.
But so I was like, Carly, I don't think this is real, but they're giving us money, so like, whatever.
And they're the most... they're the most insanely chill brand to work with.
Like, really?
We literally make fun of and just laugh at the stuff that we're opening. Yeah. Zane is making fun of it. We send it in. They approve it like 5 minutes later. We post it and they pay you right away. Like usually with brands, they pay you like a month later.
I know. I hate
That's
that
why
shit.
I was yeah. convinced that it's not real. Like his email is at Adam and Eve, but we send them videos of... We were just dying laughing. The first time we got a box, we were like, oh my God. Like yeah. screaming, and he's like, "Yeah, you're good to go."
Wait,
like,
if it's not real, that means it's just some person sending you dildos.
Yeah, but it's fine.
And money. Yeah, and also money. It's fine.
We'll take them.
Yeah, I mean, if you want that deal, we're here.
I've gotten zero dildos. Well, you guys get like a lot of shit in your PO box, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like all the time.
I think it's because we open them on camera. People send us stuff to like try to make it funny or like ridiculous. For
What's
us.
The weirdest thing you've opened?
A vibrator. Some guy sent us a vibrator, a selfie stick, and like these sex dresses.
What's a sex dress?
It was they looked like socks with holes in them that you put on your body.
Yeah, it was just like a it was like a thin like a forming
like a fishnet.
I don't even know how to
like a fishnet on for your
okay,
body.
Okay, yeah.
It was just like bright. Oh, we brought them to Zane and Heath actually, and they wore that.
There's like a bright. A fucking course they did.
I know.
Before YouTube was being flagged.
Yeah.
And that was okay.
We got their channel demonetized. Ours is still fine though.
Yeah. How is your guys' shit still fine when the video started with Zane like with a gag in his mouth?
I don't know. Actually,
no,
I don't.
That one we didn't make money.
That one we really didn't make money, but I don't understand how it works because I feel like they flag entire channels, not just videos, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So
Mine's
I have
fucked.
Really?
Really?
Totally fucked. I make like nothing.
Even
oh,
with
crazy.
Like this one, the podcast?
No, that's why I started like a new channel for this because it's like now it's like low key enough where they like haven't flagged it yet.
It's chill.
I really hope. It's chill.
Yeah.
It's insanely chill.
They're like, oh, it says insanely chill, so it must be okay.
It's like, don't even bother. It's
just
fine.
Just don't even look.
It's too chill.
It's fine. Like, wait, those are the girls with the dildos.
Bye.
Yeah. And
they're like flagged.
Flagged.
Wait, why did your channel get demonetized? What did you like have crazy titles or?
I was like doing that before I knew that was like an issue.
Yeah.
Like putting swear words in the titles and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then I think it was after Keep Your Dick Fat. They were like,
oh, that might have done it.
Because that video was on so trending funny. For a second, which I think means they picked it or someone like realized that it was a thing.
And then,
after that, none of my videos have, like...
There was, like, a Huggies ad before your video. And you're like,
Keep it dick fat. Yeah.
Now it's, like, only... Wait, what do I get? It's, like, only Ty Lopez ads. And one other thing. It's, like, some movie trailer or something.
Mm.
That I get on my videos.
You
because apparently
like a
those
bird
are fine.
Pawing?
Yeah.
Is that That's, yeah, I have a pet bird.
Actually?
No.
Oh, my God. I got so excited.
Paul.
Yeah.
All you Mavericks out there.
He's like trying to be Logan so hard.
He's like, my fucking parrot flies in and just like lands on my shoulder. Oh yeah, this is fucking, I don't even know. What's like a word? What's a synonym for Maverick?
I don't even know what that is.
Isn't it a sports team?
I don't know what a Maverick
is. Sports team. Basketball.
Yeah, it is, right? Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, okay.
If that's wrong, I'm going to get made so much fun.
Just cut it out.
Dallas Mavericks,
See,
right?
See, you can have girls on here and talk about sports.
Yeah. Did you guys watch the Orlando...
Let's not get too into it.
I was just going to make some shit up.
Yeah. I was about to just agree.
The Orlando Mickey Mouse's score.
So close.
Yeah, right? Remember then they scored that twofer in the... In the third,
in the
honestly,
end zone,
I
end zone.
Feel like no one, like nowhere in Florida or California, has any sports teams named after Disney.
No, they don't, but they
should. Like, seems offensive.
Yeah, I agree. Like
Disney.
The Tallahassee Cinderellas. Wait, why all of Florida?
Because Disney World.
Yeah, but that's only in Orlando.
Yeah, but still, it's
all
what,
of Florida
what else is
Disney
Florida?
World.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess it's
either,
like that's
like, Disney or
humid.
Alligators.
I've made fun of Florida in like every single
podcast
I've done. I hate Florida.
It's awful.
It's the
I
worst.
Hate it. I like Miami. You don't like Miami?
That's like,
we were just there. We were just, it's too humid. Like,
wait, why were you in Miami?
We were doing a brand deal with AT&T.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We got flown up to Miami, got to hang out with the Backstreet Boys.
You had to hang out with the Backstreet Boys?
For like two seconds.
They got to
but
meet
it was
us.
Cool.
Yeah. They got to hang out with you guys.
At our meet and greet. No, it was really funny because we all were like, in line, I guess, to meet them. And all these fans knew David, though, because David was with us, too. So okay. It was almost like Backstreet Boys, oh, my God, David Dobrik.
Oh, that's like, crazy. I bet, like, he has more. I mean, he has more fans than the Backstreet Boys.
Like, probably. If we were to use the Backstreet Boys as clickbait, no one would know them. But if we use David,
it would
be
really
like,
well.
Oh, a million views.
That's absurd.
It's so weird. Yeah, because David did a video.
Now there's some rabid dog barking. I swear to God, my neighborhood is the loudest fucking neighborhood on.
Really?
Like, come 8 a.m., everything happens outside. There was a dude outside. I had my door open last night, and this, like, my deck door. And this guy came outside at 4 a.m. and just, I could hear him. He walked outside. He, like, hawked a huge loogie on the sidwalk. And then he got in his truck and just started it and sat there and ran his truck for, like, 45 minutes. At 4 a.m. So loud. It sounded like it was in my room. It sounded like he parked in my room. I don't know what he was doing.
Just clear as day.
Masturbating.
Yeah,
probably.
Just jerking off, doing meth or something.
4 a.m.
But, like, both. Jerking off, doing meth at the same time. 4 a.m.
That's what I usually do.
Rabbit dogs, parrots. Well, that's my parrot, though.
Yeah. Your Maverick.
Maverick. Mickey.
Sorry, what were you saying? I interrupted you.
I don't remember.
Orlando, Backstreet Boys.
No, Miami.
I was saying how David did a video with John Stamos, and he was like, yeah, I can't use him as clickbait, though, because it won't do as well as, like, Jason or Liza or something. Like, so weird. It makes sense, though, but, like, just growing up, like, with that world and then now this world, it's like, what? What about Full House? Does anyone care?
No.
Doesn't anybody Guess not. Care? I can't believe I'm going to Florida next week for the third time
this year. Turn your mic up because you're fucking so quiet.
I'm quiet. Should I talk? No, is this ASMR? Get closer.
Wait.
Is this ASMR?
Can we talk about, what was the thing? Oh, mukbang?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Mukbang. I think it's mukbang. Zane says mukbang. I don't think he knows what he's talking about. Yeah.
So I only like found out about it when I watched your video with Matt, and you guys kept saying mukbang. Mm-hmm. And so I Googled it, and then I just found this, like, Korean chick's channel.
And then I ate dinner with her.
And then now I want to.
You should. Do a video of you eating dinner with someone doing a mukbang.
I want to do a mukbang.
Yeah. You should.
It's just like, what is it? You just eat so much food?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Do you know Trisha Paytas?
No.
Oh my God. Well, you have to look her up. But she does a lot of those. And they'll literally be sometimes an hour long. And she'll just order, like, $50 worth of fast food. And so, like, it's like a lot of everything. And she'll just pick out everything and just talk for, like, an hour and not edit it or anything.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Did you guys edit that video with Matt?
It just seemed like, no.
We just, like, cut out the beginning when we were talking shit about you.
Yeah.
It would be a surprise, honestly. No.
And our Blue Apron sponsorship.
That'd be a great video for a Blue Apron sponsor.
That's true.
I'm going to order a Blue Apron and eat the whole thing on camera.
All three meals.
They still don't sponsor you after that. They're like, this was stupid. We don't want this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but it's totally easy. And you just upload it and people are like, wow, I really liked this.
People like that shit. It's so, like, this. I mean, just sitting and talking.
Yeah, but this is, like, kind of interesting. Like,
well, no, this is for sure.
I would hope it's interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry if it's not.
But I'm just saying, like,
this one's probably the least interesting so far.
Yeah, probably.
I'm never having girls on.
You shouldn't.
First of all, you get lost coming over here. Mm-hmm. Can't even find the fucking alley. You're spilling all over my shit.
It shorts out.
There we go.
You got to use that. My roommates get pissed.
Oh,
really?
No.
Well, I'm using
sort
it.
Of
the Craigslist one. His roommates from Craigslist too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so we have a third
Devin
roommate
is gone.
From...
When does Devin get back?
September 9th. He just booked his flight.
Oh. Are you excited?
So, Yeah, I'm pumped.
Crying. You're crying. He gets teary-eyed.
Wait, so what's your roommate like?
I miss him so much. He's cool. He's just like... I mean, like, Is my, like, thing really echoey or something? No, I'm good. We got lucky, we did. Because he was, like, totally from, like, just total random. We met him twice.
Uh-huh.
Seemed like a good dude. And he has been a good dude.
That's good.
But it's just, like, weird. Like, all of a sudden you're, like, living with another person.
Yeah.
Just spending every
day. It's like us every other 6 months.
Yeah.
People just come and go.
You guys still live in that same place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And why did you get a third? Why did you get a random roommate?
Well, Aria left.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then...
She's back in Chicago now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That
Who lived with us after that?
Cassie.
Oh, yeah, then a random girl from Craigslist. We like FaceTimed and we were like, oh, she's fine. She was like a flight attendant.
Yeah, so it was nice. She was gone like half the month every month. So it was really cool and barely there.
You FaceTimed her and then you were like, sure?
Yeah, we were like, let's just FaceTime her to make sure she's not a murderer.
Well, no, then she came to
That's
like,
not a good... That's not a good vetting process.
She was like,
murderers definitely use FaceTime and can do a FaceTime.
No, I don't think so. No.
Not according to statistics.
They're like,
what
they're
statistics?
Like, she's like, wow, your skin is so pretty. Like, would love to wear it. You're like, all right, well.
Thanks. She's nice.
Murderer.
Can we take it as a compliment?
Our new roommate.
Oh my God. She likes her clear skin. Yeah. So nice. Yeah, no, she came over to like see the place, and that was kind of our judgment. Be like, okay, she's fine. And she was fine. It was just like kind of awkward living with someone you don't really know.
Yeah.
But she wasn't quiet. Really there.
Did she walk in and you guys doing YouTube videos?
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill. You get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
I don't think so. No, but one day we did hear her watching our video.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like, oh, boy.
And we never, like, talked about it or anything.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
And we also have, like, art hanging up all in our living room of ourselves. So she was probably like, what?
I live with the two biggest narcissists.
I know.
She, like, thinks we paint the picture.
I know.
Just constantly wearing shirts with your guys. Yeah. Did you bring me a merch shirt?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, I was going to ask you for one.
Oh, we should have.
Do you guys
I didn't
have,
even
like,
think
a
about
shit
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We could give you one.
You guys do all your own merch? Like, do you guys?
Yeah, I send it out.
Mm-hmm. Do you really?
We package it.
It's like a scale.
Print out the labels. Yeah, no, there's literally a scale.
It's a post office up in our apartment.
I was like, yeah, these drug dealers also?
Yeah, it's like Breaking Bad.
Why do you think we don't have real jobs?
It's like Breaking Bad, but with merch.
Yeah.
Like Mr. White of Merch World.
Oh, no. My coaster, why does it keep falling everywhere?
It's really not that hard.
It's
sticking.
Mm-hmm.
It's sticking.
Because my cup is sweating.
But then, yeah, then we met Andrew Sawicki. He's like Ricky Montgomery's really good friend. Mm-hmm. And he needed a place. So he stayed with us for like
6 months.
Six, 8 months. And then he was moving out. And oh, yeah, so we went on Craigslist again and we found this. There are so many noises happening.
Do you see what I'm talking about here? This is what I have to deal with every day.
It's kind of funny, though. It gives it character.
What even is that? A chainsaw?
I don't know. It's like one of those things in
a
New York.
A lawnmower, maybe.
Jackhammer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just like drilling a hole in the back right
there's
now.
There's someone just going by this window with a jackhammer.
Jetpack? A jetpack?
They're lighting fireworks. It's a marching band. Okay, sorry.
You took it way too far.
I know, I did.
That was just
we should have stopped at Jetpack.
A marching band?
I don't know.
Why would there be a marching band?
Like the
this
monkey
isn't
one,
New Orleans,
too.
Okay?
It's Venice. I don't know where we are, to be honest.
New Orleans, they do like marching bands. Anyways, third roommate.
Oh, yeah. So we found her on Craigslist, and she...
Our fourth roommate.
Fourth.
God.
In the matter of 2 years. We're really good to live with.
Apparently.
Clearly.
When Devin comes home, he comes and your new roommate comes and lives with us.
Oh, God. Yeah, we're like the Craigslist apartment, I guess.
I think he's moving up. You know what's crazy? Our best friends just got that place right
really?
There.
Oh, cool.
Like, this is what the one with the windows right
you
here.
You have other friends?
Believe it or not, I have two or three.
Wow.
I know. Well, you wouldn't know because we never fucking hang out anymore.
Well, that's because you live here.
Across the universe.
I live in the... We've lived in the same neighborhood for 2 years now.
Exactly.
Like, we used to hang out all the time.
It took 6 years to get here.
Yeah.
6 years?
It was like 45 minutes, but like close.
I know. I got to start like paying for people's Ubers when I ask them to do this podcast, I think.
Mm. That's much.
I don't know. I feel like it's a good thing to do.
I feel like it depends on who, like us.
It's
maybe
fine.
You should pay us each.
Yeah. Well, you also pay us to be on the podcast.
You guys are paying yourselves by reading ads on my fucking podcast. So
yeah,
you guys are making a lot of money out of this right now, more than I am.
No, until you're sponsored by Blue Apron, then you can pay for people's Uber.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like maybe just people that like you're trying to get on.
Yeah.
Like, but like your friends.
Like
doesn't
famous.
Really matter.
Like
famous.
Like The Rock.
Yeah. Like Joe Rogan. Do you watch Joe Rogan's podcast?
I do sometimes, yeah. Whenever he has like an interesting guest on, I don't really like him as a host. I don't know.
Oh really?
My Uber driver was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast this morning and he had a guest on and he was dying laughing.
Your
like,
driver?
Yeah. Like his seat kept like coming back and hitting me because he was laughing so hard. Like
were they, was it funny
had
or no?
Such a hearty laugh. No, I was like, it was 9 a.m. and I'm like just trying to get home and he's like, like, oh my God, it was so bad.
It's too early for this, bro.
Yeah.
Do you listen to podcasts?
I listened to the Crystalia one.
Oh yeah, Crystalia's is really funny.
I listened to
it's good. Yeah, it's so good. I listened to it too, but I'm like kind of getting, I'm getting a little bit sick of it.
Yakuda.
I get sick of that. Yakuda. I'm like, how can people pick this up for the first time and listen like now? Yeah. Because I started listening to it at the beginning because he started it like 3 weeks after mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and wow. So like I was like, oh, it's like the exact same thing.
Oh, he's copying me.
I never said that.
Be more original, like, Crystalia. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, he must have found mine.
Yeah. Interesting.
And now I'm like, so now I get all the jokes, but it's like for a person who, to pick up that podcast right now, it's like 45 minutes of inside jokes.
It is. It really is.
I don't know how you fucking like understand that shit.
I feel like you have to like know him as a comedian or like follow him. Cause he's always like, oh yeah, I went and did the show. I did this show. Like, you have to be like interested in his life.
And he has no guests ever. It's only him. So that's, it's like really funny to me for some reason. I don't know who else could just do that every single podcast.
I know.
Themselves. I mean, I know you do it sometimes, but like.
I used to. I mean, like, I do one a week by myself. But now it's like, these are, I don't know, these are like more fun.
Yeah.
I have fun by myself, but it's like.
Do you? I feel like, is it like, do you get nervous? I feel like I wouldn't know what to talk about.
I did. And now I'm like finally like getting a little bit better at it.
So do you just like research before like things you're going to say?
Yeah. I've basically started like actually like writing like bits before I'll do it.
So what are some for us? What's a bit?
No, I didn't write any for this. I'm not going to waste my bits on you guys.
Thank God.
Like, I feel like it also depends on who you have on. Like, has there ever been anyone that's like so hard to talk to?
Ooh, he's not going to spill. I don't think he's going to spill that.
Like, you don't have to like say who, but like, has it ever been hard to like make conversation?
No, I've only had like really, cause like the only people I've had on are YouTubers and you guys are like pretty fucking good at like.
Yeah, we're good like at hamming it up.
Hamming it
also,
up.
Also, I feel like Matt should be on all of your podcasts. He's so interested in everything. He's knowledgeable. Like, it's so funny.
He always has these, like, weird, like, just quips about, like, just, like, did you watch
everything.
One? Maybe it was with Zane where he's like, yeah, this 80s vlog. And we had this conversation.
Yeah.
And I went and looked at it afterwards and I was like, this is such a Matt thing.
It is.
To find and
he's
to watch
so
and to talk
funny.
About.
He knows just so many weird things.
I know.
Like, during our mukbang, he was, like, spewing all these facts. And I'm like, what?
Like, we just saw Trisha Paige just eating. I don't know. He's like, this started in Korea. And
he's
this
like,
year.
Wikipedia pays him to, like, memorize things and then, like, put it out there.
Working for Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, it's like he finds trends before they're a trend.
Yeah.
And will, like, tell us about them. Like, he told me about fidget spinners, like, a year and a half ago.
Really?
Swear to God.
What?
And then they blew the fuck
How?
Up. He told me about Kyle, the rapper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
He told me about Post Malone before he blew up.
Mm. Wasn't like, it Super Duper, Kyle? Was that someone else?
Yeah, no, it is.
It's the same guy, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's just a funny person to be around.
This podcast is sponsored by Matt King.
Follow him on Instagram and Twitter.
Is he paying you guys too?
Yeah. We've got a lot of income.
We were planted here.
Yeah.
Here's our industry plan.
He like told you, he was like, oh, Carly and Aaron, they're going to be something one day.
Did he say that? Did he forecast our fame?
He's never said that.
No. Cody's like, no one else would do it. So
weird. That's weird. Interesting.
How was Vegas?
It was fun.
Was it
cool. Liza hooked it up.
Yeah.
Did she?
She's a famous celebrity, so she got it hooked up.
Did she just get comped everything?
Yeah, basically.
Really?
Yeah, it was nuts.
Fuck, that's so sick. That's the only way to do Vegas.
Yeah. It was like the full day was just, hello?
What the fuck was that?
Someone just got shanked. And it sounded like a
like
cartoon
a machete.
Sound effect.
What
it sounded
the
like
hell?
Someone took a samurai sword
what?
Out of the thing. And then back to the jackhammer.
Literally. This is great. I love this.
This is why I need a fucking studio.
Yeah.
So that this shit doesn't happen.
Yeah. You get it like, oh my like God. Grace's. You make it Grace Helbig's. Like the whole set.
Exactly.
That'd
the
be
same.
So cool. I feel like I love podcasts. Like, I wish we could do one. I just don't know what we would ever talk about. That would be different than our vlogs.
It's kind of the new shit now. Everyone's doing it now.
Yeah.
Fucking...
Maybe we should just do it. Buy these $17 headphones.
And our Apple mics from our our headphones. I mean, these
hey
work,
guys.
Right?
They
hey
work,
guys,
yeah.
Welcome to our podcast. Is it a good sound?
No. Not at all.
How much were these?
I don't know, like $100, I think.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Hey guys, please send mics to our PO box.
Link in description.
I bet you they fucking would. Honestly,
probably.
The shit that you guys get.
We got a box of just trash though. Yesterday,
I saw that.
Or Tuesday.
I saw that.
Oh, this is who makes my record player.
Oh, maybe just text them.
You have a record player?
Yeah.
What records do you have? What are your favorite records?
One Direction.
Oh my God.
Taking Back Sunday.
Classic.
Yeah,
it is. It actually
Taking
is.
Back Sunday,
but
that's a good one.
People, yeah. So I got a record player and like we just vlogged about it, and then people just kept sending records.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, it was tight.
It was really nice.
My friend one time, he came, he saw I had a record player, and I was talking about it, and I was like, this is when the new Post Malone album came out, and I was like, I really want the new Post Malone album on vinyl. And I did like a big favor for him, shot him like a video for his like Kickstarter or something. So then as a gift, he tried to send me the Post Malone vinyl, but it wasn't available. Like it wasn't, doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
So he didn't know that. And so he accidentally sent me just the CD.
You're like, what the fuck is a CD?
Where do I put
it? He was like, hey, it was, had a note. It was like, hey, Cody, thanks so much for the help or whatever. And it was just Post Malone's album in CD form. And I was like, thanks, dude. But what the fuck am I going to do with it?
Yeah, what?
I don't have a single CD player.
No. Even computers don't have it anymore.
I don't even have one on my computer.
God.
And so I texted him. I wasn't sure if he like meant to send that, and I kind of had like a kind of was like, maybe he meant to send me the vinyl. So I texted him and was like, hey dude, thanks for the CD.
LMAO.
And he was like, oh my god, did it come in CD form? And I was like, yeah, did you not mean to do that? He's like, no, I was trying to get it for you in vinyl. Still, the thought that counts.
Have you looked since to see if it's out?
No, I haven't. It's so loud. Now they're power washing the walls or something.
It's fine. It's our brand now.
I know, now it's just like, I feel like people are, it's like ASMR in the, background. People are just using
we
it.
We just
it's
sit
soothing.
Here.
Should do, a mukbang ASMR video.
Yeah. Ooh. It's a thing.
Oh, and it's already a thing?
Yeah.
Good. Let's go fuck myself then.
Yeah.
Cool.
Please do. We'll take over. Hey, guys. Welcome to our channel.
Dude, seriously, this mukbang video was this girl. She had a grill in front of the camera and was just cooking dumplings for like an hour and eating. Like, it was so much food.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing front to back.
Good. Did you get dumplings after?
Yeah, it made me really hungry and horny, too, weird enough.
Yeah, those stimulate a lot of things. The mukbangs. I don't even know how to say it. Mukbang.
Mukbang.
The food
mukbangs.
Things.
Mukbang.
The food videos.
That's probably offensive.
A little bit.
If you were doing a mukbang, what food would you pick? Would you like Roscoe's, like just get everything on Roscoe's menu?
I've never eaten there before.
Oh my.
I don't think I have either.
God, you haven't lived.
Mm. Maybe you should post me to it. I'm like, that'll be our video.
I did meet my drug dealer there one time.
What?
I was just picking up weed for my
like in Boston?
Not for me.
Incriminate yourself
no,
on
here.
My podcast?
Like the weekend my car got hit.
Right.
I was picking up weed for adults.
Why did you meet in a parking lot? Like it's legal here. You just go to
he was eating at Roscoe's. And so we were just like, oh, we'll just meet you there. The drug dealer.
Why don't you just go to a store and buy it?
Oh, I don't have my weed license.
Just get it.
Is that what it's called? Weed license?
Weed card. Weed license. Weed driver's license. You can drive under the influence here.
There's like a little pot sticker where they like donate organs.
Yeah. No, I'll just smoke instead. That's so weird.
Cody's like, okay, we're going to cut all that out.
Yeah.
I don't cut this.
It's demonetized.
No, this is just straight up. Unedited. Actually, I edit it sometimes.
Just
like if you guys like said something super racist, which I'm imagining you probably will eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, you being from Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't know anything. They're not racist there. They really aren't.
Just in Nebraska?
Just no.
Carly.
Really?
At least Omaha. Omaha's like a really big city.
What is Omaha like? What was that like growing up in Omaha?
It's fine. I mean, like my high school, I would see people every day I'd never seen before. Like it was an idea. Yeah, it was huge. I graduated with like, I think I graduated like 1,500 people or something.
What?
Like it's huge.
I graduated
someone
with
thought
like
it was
150 people.
Yeah.
My whole school was 150 people.
Yeah. Damn.
My graduating class was like 20 or something. That was crazy.
Canada's weird.
Well, no, that's not like a normal thing in Canada.
Yeah.
That was just like, I went to a weird school.
Did you go to Degrassi?
Yeah, it is now.
Yeah.
It was Degrassi High.
Yeah, I actually graduated with Drake.
Really?
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair.
So you were there for the school shooting.
That happened in Degrassi? I didn't watch
Degrassi. Yeah, that's why he's in a wheelchair.
You're from Canada.
No, I think this is the thing. Only Americans watch Degrassi, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
I think. I don't think that's true, but I think like most, I think most of the audience was in America and not
Canada. So what did you watch?
Growing up?
Yeah.
The OC.
Oh, okay.
Laguna Beach.
So it's like opposite.
Gossip Girl.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it to the end?
Very into Gossip Girl.
Did you find out who Gossip
no.
Girl? But you know, I'm assuming.
No,
you looked it up. It's Dan. Dan Humphries.
Aaron, I'm watching it now.
It is?
Yeah, he's Gossip Girl. I didn't watch it. Someone spoiled it.
Wait, we just spoiled it for so many people.
Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Snape kills Dumbledore, by the way. So.
Okay, well, I'm actually watching Harry Potter right
What
now.
Happened? What are you talking
I'll
about?
Just forget. I don't know.
What show?
I don't know. I'm just blocking it out.
Actually?
I've literally never seen it, never read it.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Harry Potter.
Oh,
I just
you're
ruined
reading it.
I just ruined
no,
it because
it.
Everyone has seen it or watched it.
Yeah,
except for
that's
you.
That's what I was gonna say. The Gossip Girl thing. Like, if you haven't seen it by now,
you're
gonna get spoiled.
Who are you?
Yeah. Who even are you?
Who are you?
Ever heard of Netflix?
Dan Humphries.
Yeah.
Really?
What
I
a little.
Feel
bitch.
Like I need to watch the episode
yeah,
where he's
bitch.
Like.
Yeah, I want to see it. Maybe we should just watch
where
the last
episode.
Where he's
like, I'm Gossip Girl. And then be like, oh, okay, psychopath.
I wish we had that for, like, all of us.
Like, that changes the show.
Yeah,
completely.
Now I'm, like, thinking back to things he said. I'm like, wow, what a crazy.
What a fucking creep.
Yeah.
Is what that is.
Yeah.
I used to watch it. I watched it, like, freshman year of college. My roommate and I would, like, watch the episodes together.
Todd watches it now. He's
now
obsessed
he does.
With it. Yeah.
He watches this and we spoiled it for him.
No, I think he knows. Uh-oh.
Who's coming back
You
on?
Can talk amongst yourselves.
What's
Don't
happening?
Speak. Don't speak.
Back on. Turns off after 45 minutes. Or 30.
I was like, it's been 45. Wow. It's been 30, though?
It's been 30 minutes, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Chatty
flies when you're just, like, fun people.
When you're just shooting the shit.
When you're shooting all the shit.
When you're sponsored by Blue Apron.
Oh, my God. Stop reading ads on my podcast.
There's, like, suddenly cue cards above the camera.
Square Cash. Plug it right in.
Oh, my God.
I think I'll just start reading ads so that people, like, take me more seriously.
Maybe you should.
Like, fake ads.
Yeah.
Like, make up ads. And then people go to download it, and they're like, where the fuck is this ad?
Like for
Degrassi on DVD. So that's, like, not even relevant.
You guys can get Degrassi on DVD if you use my code.
My promo code.
They're, like, on eBay. Typing in Cody Co.
Degrassi reaches out. They're like, please stop saying this. Like, we didn't ask. People are confused. We don't want to be associated with the internet people.
This
please stop reading Degrassi ads.
Yeah. For the love of God.
That's what we should do. Read ads for companies we hate.
Yeah.
And make the ads super shitty and racist.
Yeah.
Super
racist.
Like read ad for like the Maverick clothing line.
Mm.
Who's your favorite Paul brother?
Logan for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind I like watching Logan's vlogs. I think
come
some
on.
No, let's not call them favorites.
Fuck off.
Because I don't like either of them.
She just said I like watching Logan's
I don't mind.
Vlogs.
I mean, if I had to choose, I would definitely watch. I feel like Logan is genuinely just like hyper and like doing his thing. I don't know. I feel like Jake feels like he has to be that way, so he does it to be like Logan. I don't know. Oh, I don't want to talk shit, but
you can talk shit. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, God, they're fucking worst. We went to
yes.
Aaron is driven.
Yes.
I'm like, I like Logan.
Drive me crazy. I like.
I don't want to talk shit. Aaron's like, I'll talk shit.
Yeah. Carly and Aaron is over party tomorrow. Great, yeah. Hey, thanks, Aaron.
Like, oh God, I can't. I hate watch Jake.
I hate it.
I hate watch him.
I feel like that 70. See, I'm talking about Jake Paul again every single episode. But I feel like 70% of his audience hate watch him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's.
I think so too. Especially like the music videos. That's why they have so many.
I hate his fucking music.
Did you watch the most recent music video of him in the grocery store?
I can't even believe it.
Did you see?
I was like, I can't believe this is real.
I want to film one in Ralph's like that. Like, do you think that he like? Do you think that he like cleared it out a little bit, or do you think he just sat on the checkout stand? Like, I'm genuinely curious.
I know. I'm curious if he like asked them.
I don't know.
Did he rent the grocery store out?
Maybe.
Highly doubt it.
He's like, yo, I gotta film this video about haters.
Yeah.
You mind if I sit on your checkout aisle?
Yeah.
They probably yelled at him a bunch.
Make you get less hate.
I don't know.
When do you think your is over party is going to happen?
I don't know.
Probably tomorrow.
It's taking way too long.
I know.
Yeah, we need to grow.
I want the trending hashtag.
I know.
What do we have to do, you guys?
Ariana.
What do we have to do to make it happen?
Anything shitty. I think David had one recently because he was with Team 10. But it didn't do anything.
Like, yeah, it never does.
Yeah.
Who was the last one?
I think
David.
Dom.
Yeah.
I think David's was after Dom.
Was it?
I think so. But David's, I feel like David's wasn't real. I feel like it was kind of a joke.
I know.
So, but Dom for sure was really big.
Yeah.
Corinna had one. I don't know why. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
And Tana had one a while ago. I feel like she's had multiple.
It'll happen eventually.
We need to be more controversial.
I know. That's
for
what
sure.
I did. I try to be.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get ads, trying to get over party. You just want something.
You just want it all.
Something. Just anything, honestly. Negative, positive. Doesn't matter. Just anything at this point. How's vlog life?
It's fun. It's fun that we can all like do it together.
What video are we going to film after this? Are you going to tell
me? You'll
see. No, yeah.
We have to get...
Is it a surprise?
Kind of. We want your reaction on our channel.
Yeah, we want you to react
I'm talking
when
nervous.
We're telling you what we're doing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'd be nervous for sure.
Really?
I mean, it's not like a David thing. We're going to like blindfold you and put a tarantula on you, but it's kind of close.
Or maybe it is.
Yeah, who knows?
Like, well, it's not a tarantula, but it's, you know.
You know it's a cobra.
So funny.
Put something on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking nervous. Is it going to fuck up my whole day?
It depends on what you're doing.
Yeah. Are you doing anything? Like,
I had to go to an Ed Sheeran concert tonight.
You're going?
Oh my God, it's perfect.
Are you going?
No, Christine and Elijah are, though. Okay. And they're like, they have an extra ticket, and they're just going to find someone on the side of the road and be like, do you want to come to the Ed Sheeran concert with us?
On the side of the road?
Well, yeah. I told them to go to Hollywood Boulevard and find, like, the weirdest person and take it.
Oh, that's so sketchy. Like, yeah. Like, invite one of the dudes that's dressed up as Spider-Man or something.
Maybe.
Hey, yeah, or just, like, go to Jake Paul's house. That could be also equally as bad.
But, like, imagine going to an Ed Sheeran concert with Christine and Elijah, and it's Ed Sheeran. Like, what?
I know. I thought you were just going to say, imagine going to an Ed Sheeran concert.
Oh, that too. That too.
I didn't know you were such a fan. Is Blue Apron sending you there?
Stop saying Blue Apron.
A Blue Apron 10.
Now I have to go through and bleep every time. Blue, I can't stop saying it.
Wow, it worked. Now I have to go through
and Blue Apron every single time you say Blue Apron. Apron.
Mm-hmm. He's like, come meet me at the Blue Apron tent at the end. sorry, I'm done.
So I had a choice between Kendrick Lamar and Blue Apron.
Oh my God!
It worked. The ads work. I love this.
We did it.
It's actually insane. I can't stop saying it. I had a choice between Ed Sheeran and Kendrick Lamar, and I was like,
Ed?
And I was like, yeah, I texted haters and I was like, which one's better? And everyone was like, go to Sheeran.
I remember. Really? I saw that. Yeah, but I like didn't know what you were talking about.
Like 9 people said, go to Ed Sheeran. And I was like, okay, I think that'll be a better show.
Are you going
show.
By yourself?
And no, I'm going. I'm bringing.
So sad.
Yeah, I'm bringing someone.
Someone. Who is it? Spill the tea.
It's a girl.
Who? What's her name? What's her Instagram?
It's his sister.
Tell him. Definitely not saying her
I'm
Instagram.
I'm bringing my mom.
Surely not saying her. Yeah.
He's bringing my mom because she's such a huge fan. She won a ticket to go with Cody Ko to the Ed Sheeran concert.
What's her name again?
His next clickbait.
Lucy.
Flew a fan to see Ed Sheeran with me.
My mom's going to be so happy we're talking about her. Like,
really?
So happy.
She's going to die.
Big shout out to Lucy.
Yes, queen.
Thanks for queen.
She
Thanks
is the real queen.
Being a fan. And if you ever come to L.A., I will take you to a Sheeran concert.
Oh my God, my dad is quaking.
He's on a stretcher.
My dad's on a stretcher.
No disrespect, no. Mr. Incontro.
He doesn't care. Sure
John.
Okay.
He probably watches you too.
No, but I'm saying Sheeran, I think it'll be a good show. So yeah. I texted the group and I was like, which will be better? And 9 out of 10 people were like, go to Sheeran. And I was like, I agree. I think it'd be better. I've never really been that much of a fan of Kendrick. I'm going to go to Sheeran. And then yesterday I said that to a bunch of people and I got roasted so hard.
Really?
The whole group of people was laughing at me. They're like, you're an idiot. You're going to Ed Sheeran? An idiot?
I can't really imagine an Ed Sheeran. Like, I imagine it just him with an acoustic guitar with one light on him. Like, I'm sure it's amazing.
And yeah, it's probably like moving, right?
What?
It's probably going to be like moving.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially if you're bringing a girl, she'll probably like want to make out with you.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, maybe. We'll
Fingers
see.
Crossed, baby. It's been too long.
Like, imagine going from seeing Lady Gaga to Ed Sheeran. Like, the different. We went to Lady Gaga the other night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah. It was crazy. Really? It was.
We didn't, like, buy tickets to go. Like, we weren't like, let's go see Lady Gaga.
No. Yeah, I know.
But
I
it was pretty crazy.
I said this yesterday. I honestly, it was really good, but we saw Taylor Swift, which, like, I would never be like, I want to go to a Taylor Swift concert, but somebody invited us and we went and it was amazing. Like every song was like a music video.
Yeah.
She really put like, on like a great
her
show.
Outfit
it was like a show.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was really entertaining.
Lady Gaga's was like that too, but not as crazy.
Yeah. She was really good live though.
Mm-hmm.
So. Like good voice.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just think that like Ed Sheeran is going to be one of those ones. Like I saw Bon Iver at Coachella just like randomly. I was like walking by
that sentence.
And
I saw Bon Iver at Coachella.
And we live in LA.
I was wearing my flower crown and someone next to me told me they liked it and then offered me a Molly and it was just a really moving experience.
It's like exactly the experience I had, honestly.
Every Coachella experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Instagram bio, that whole sentence.
I've been talking on my podcast about like how every episode I end up out-douching myself. I'll just say something douchier than the last by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just happened. The last one is that I was talking about this really good bar over here that has alcoholic kombucha.
Oh,
I was talking about how much I like kombucha, and I was like, this is the stupidest thing
so
I could
LA.
Ever talk about. So LA.
So
and I just
LA.
Out-douched myself in
and
the last
you're in
episode.
Venice.
And I'm in Venice. And I think I just did that by saying I saw Bon Iver at Coachella. Seriously, I just said that. But it was like really good. It was like one of those concerts where like you like, I was like, it was just him. And it was moving.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
I bet that was so sick.
So sick. And so I think Ed Sheeran will kind of be the same thing. Like, it's not like a show, but he's just like so good at what he does that it's just like, holy fuck.
It'll be good.
I feel like he does put on like such a good performance because he does everything himself. Like, he is his band.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Like, yeah, he has like he's a got one of those, like, thing. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Andy wrote a lot of One Direction songs. Yeah, so you know he's good.
Christina was talking to her on the phone last night because she's going and she's like, I hope he plays Little Things.
Oh, yeah.
It's a One Direction song that he wrote.
I'm sure you've heard it.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Maybe
I
love Harry Styles.
Wake up to it every morning.
Oh, dear. Alarm.
Yep.
You're crying.
Can you sing that for us?
Yeah. What's it called?
Little Things.
Little Things, right. Sorry, I just know by the tune, not by the title.
Right.
Little Things. So small.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
Time.
So good. Harry, maybe, is that you?
Maybe Ed will call you on stage tonight.
You're trying to bring up a volunteer.
So small.
A volunteer.
Little Things, so small.
That's like Impractical Jokers. Like,
just the tiniest make them do something. Things.
Yeah.
I was at, you know, you guys know Tim and Eric?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I went to their show last night.
Oh, yeah.
They brought someone up on stage and shaved his beard into a goatee. Like,
without
like,
asking?
Not consenting.
Oh, it's kind of like what our video is going to be like today.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Ready, Cody?
We just shave his head.
We enlist him in the army.
Close your eyes. What the fuck? In the Marines?
Yeah, something. I don't know. We did. Congrats. Did you see the jacket we got in the P.O. box?
I did see that. It was sick.
That, like, German jacket thing.
Yeah, it was for dope. You. It smelled like a dead person.
Yeah, we're like, was this, like, used? Like, I'm nervous.
Like, I feel, it said unissued, which means that it was never issued to anyone in the military, but I'm pretty sure someone was buried in it, and then they dug up his body.
Oh, my God.
And
that's dark.
It actually smelled that bad.
Yeah, it was not good.
Did it have, like, blood stains on it or anything?
Yeah, but that wasn't a problem.
Yeah, it's fine. All of our stuff has some type of weird stain.
Yeah, no, that's normal for us. I don't see blood stains.
Yeah, we live in East Hollywood. We're really close to it. Very close to the boulevard.
I can't believe you didn't bring me a fucking Carlyn Aaron shirt.
I didn't even think about it. Yeah.
We'll mail you one.
You can have one of these.
You can. It's on our website, carlynair.com.
Carlynair, now you're plugging your own shit.
We make him buy it.
Blueapron.com.
You can use our promo code, BLUEAPRON.
It doesn't save him any money on our website.
Yeah, that's
influence.
Nice.
I like that.
Influence.
I saw you posted it. Where'd you post it? Instagram?
On my Instagram, yeah.
So people know.
It's going to be live now by the time you're watching this. So go to CodyComerch.com.
I like the one that said piss.
That's the one I had in my room.
Like
it's a good
that.
One, right? It's like a cool style.
Piss.
But I don't think anyone's going to buy it because no one wants to wear a shirt that says piss.
I will.
It.
I'll totally wear it.
Yeah, you're going to wear it for sure.
Yeah.
Will you rock it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll wear it.
My boyfriend, TJ. You met him. He loves that bit in your vlogs.
Oh, really?
Tastes like piss, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why people like that bit. It's not even really that
funny. Honestly,
me
neither. I don't know why people watch your shit.
Yeah, it's weird.
Cool, well, that about
I'm
does it for this
I wish you posted more.
Yeah, your vlogs are great. I love your vlogs.
I think I'm going to start vlogging again.
Yeah.
I think.
We can
this
collab.
Is more fun. It's more fun. Yeah, then we can collab. We can start hanging out again.
The only time we come.
The only time we hang out is to do social media stuff. You can come with us to the P.O. box.
Yeah.
We can open our stuff. We'll give you stuff we don't want.
like the people's
like
trash?
The trash, yeah.
Someone sent us trash.
I know. I saw it.
Fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the dude that you were talking... Who's the dude that stands outside that post office?
We don't know.
What was he talking about? He's like a dude in your vlogs that stands outside the post office.
Yes.
And he was talking about like some squirrel spirit.
That,
like,
yeah, exactly. That's all we know.
Crazy dude.
He is so bizarre. He first started talking to us and would just talk like dirty to us.
But it was like entertaining and funny.
Yeah.
It was like, what are you saying? It was creepy, but not like creepy enough to be like I don't want to talk to this guy.
Hey, what are you wearing under there?
Oh, yeah, no, it's so funny. Because we're like, he's definitely just like,
it's very out there.
Like, he was like, you know what I do? When you go down on it, you get an ice cube, and then you squirt some wine on it. And I'm like,
that's, he literally said that.
Please stop talking.
We're like, stop talking, but keep going. This is great content for us.
Yeah. I'd be like, taking notes. So, wait, what did you say?
Wait, what kind of wine is it, though? Like, red or white?
Because an ice cube, huh?
Chilled or warm.
That really works.
An ice cube, apparently. According to him. You can come with us and talk to him.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let me just start vlogging again so
that
I can hang out.
No, have him on the podcast.
Should I?
Yeah, but you probably have to pay for his Uber. I don't know how. Like, I don't know.
He's the one person you
met. He gets a star treatment. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Him and Bobby.
So weird. Fuck, what's his name again?
You don't know his fucking
name? I feel like he lies to us. He said Leonardo DiCaprio, I feel like, one time.
Well, that's definitely not true. I mean.
No, but he did say
he's
an age.
Aged. Leo's aged.
Yeah, Hollywood's been rough on Leo. I was telling Aaron, though, I was like, he's made his own job. He just stands out there. He doesn't work there, and people just hand him money.
Every time we're out there filming with him, people will walk out of the post office and give him money.
Why?
Just to hold the...
I think he opens the door.
Yeah.
Oh, he just made his own job.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they allow that?
Entrepreneur. Yeah. You should get him an influencer shirt.
I gotta do that.
He goes on Shark Tank.
What's up, sharks? I won $300,000.
Yeah. I started my own independent door opening business.
Where I open doors. What do you think?
Oh my God, yeah.
You guys watch Shark Tank?
I love it.
What? Great. You like it?
I love it.
It is actually kind of a good show.
It's good. It's entertaining. It's
Have you ever watched The Prophet?
No, what's that?
Oh, that's good too.
What is it?
I don't know what the guy's name is, but he's like an entrepreneur and businessman, and he goes and like asks to be a part of a company, like gives them whatever they need to like get back on their feet, and then like makes the business better again.
Oh, that's
like
sick.
Failing businesses.
Oh, he's like a consultant guy that
what
comes
the hell
through.
Is his name?
I've only seen like an episode.
Jeff Business.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Profit.
David Dobrik.
Hi, Jeff Profit here. Yeah. Ready to turn your business
that's
around.
That's really good. Yeah, he invests in them. There was one episode where he invested in the business, and then the guy was like so fucking creepy and like sexually harassed his assistant or something.
What?
And he's like, I don't want to be part of this anymore. Like, keep my money.
Oh my God, drama.
Yeah.
I'm watching it now.
Holy so shit. Drama. If you guys were on a reality show, what would you go on? Not you can't say The Bachelor. You can't fucking say
oh,
The Bachelor.
I don't even watch that. No.
You don't watch that?
No.
Really?
No.
If I watch it, I'm watching the whole thing, but I normally don't watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
okay.
If I watch an episode, I'm like, I want to see who wins now.
Okay.
I didn't even understand how it worked.
Like, what?
I remember one time we watched it, and I was like, what's happening?
Oh.
You're
I just think
all
that would be
psychopaths.
The worst. Like, imagine if you were on that show and you actually really liked the person, and then they were dating 30,000 other people.
Cody's like, no, I don't have a heart.
Yeah,
yeah, no, wouldn't give a fuck.
I do that anyways.
Yeah. I would not give a fuck. Yeah.
He's like, my life is The Bachelor.
Are we on it right now? What's happening?
My life is The Bachelor, but the other way. I'm dating girls that are dating a million other dudes.
Oh, well, that's sad. LA, though.
Show. What would I be on?
Like, what would we be on together? I feel like, I mean, the obvious answer is, like, The Real World because of, like, our whole friend group or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You guys basically are The Real World.
I know. It's like, but we get to decide, like, what's posted, which is cool.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not, like, you and I are not dramatic enough for people to be, like, entertained by anything. Like, we're awesome.
Well, if we hang out with Gabby more.
But, like, nothing would ever, like, I don't know, maybe. I guess I just have to start binge drinking again.
Yeah.
Again? I mean, you stopped?
Yeah,
she doesn't drink like at all.
What?
It's crazy.
Really?
Because like, it gives me such bad anxiety the next day that I have like panic attacks.
It started at your old place.
What started? I remember that.
Remember?
Oh yeah.
And I like went home that day. I was like, Carly, I need to go to urgent care. I was dying.
I'm not saying this to be dramatic. She was literally sobbing in the shower.
Yeah. In a ball.
In the shower.
And she came in and I was like, something is wrong with me. I thought I was like massively dehydrated. So we went to urgent care and they were like, no. Like, if anything, you're overhydrated.
And they were like, your kidneys and liver functions are great. And I was like, what?
And then they prescribed me Xanax.
That's dope. So then the whole experience was a positive.
It was a positive.
Yeah, I guess.
Except now you can't drink.
Is that the reason why we don't hang out anymore?
Yeah.
You ruined my life.
Yeah, she has this grudge now against you.
It's just, like, I don't know. Yeah. It's hard.
So what, you just smoke weed now?
No, I can't.
You don't want to do anything. You just drink coffee.
I'm straight edge.
Oh, sick. My God. Imagine. Goes to emo night once. I'm straight edge.
I'm straight edge. I'm like with tattooed X's on my hands. Cody's like, well, you've changed. I'm wearing mittens.
Yeah.
Mittens?
Yeah, to like hide my X's so you don't like see that I'm straight edge.
Is that what straight edge people do?
I don't know.
No.
Oh, they show off the... They do tattoo X's on their bodies though, right?
But that was when we were... I feel like... Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Are people still straight edge or is that like a phase?
I think they are. Like Tyler, the Creator, isn't he?
Oh, really? He like promotes it though? I'm straight edge.
No, I don't think so.
Because that was a huge thing. I remember in high school. Like really emo.
Were
like,
you straight edge?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't really drink or smoke, but I didn't care. I was a binge drinker and I was 14. I can't really drink now. I mean, I will, but I get hungover so easily. Like if I literally have a mixed drink and a beer, I will feel like shit in the morning. It's so fucking annoying.
I know. Can you talk into your mic instead of...
No. Do you get hungover easily?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah. So easily.
Like, what?
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It makes me not want to drink, but I want to. You know? I know. What do? We're old.
I just keep drinking. Yeah. I just drink the next day when I'm hungover.
Yeah.
And then
that helps.
But the come down is like so hard.
The come down?
Yeah.
From alcohol?
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone describe it as a come down.
Because days after, if I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep drinking because I'm fucking hungover. And then, like, the next day after that, it'll be even worse. I'm like...
I know. And it's happening. It's just, like, getting worse and worse.
Because we're getting old.
How old are you?
26.
How old are you?
Same.
Yeah, what so we're all... Wait, we're all the oldest in the besides Jason.
Yeah, I'm 16.
Todd's 26.
Is he?
Yeah.
When did you turn 27?
I don't remember when his birthday was.
No, when do you turn
27? Oh, I don't remember my birthday. Like, where is it?
If you don't want to say it, just don't say it.
No, it's in March.
I don't remember.
It's Mom, like when you give like I know you're watching. Please
you
help.
You give, like, a fake number to a guy, like, at a bar. Like, I get your number. I actually don't have a phone. When's your birthday? I don't have a birthday.
I don't think I know.
I'm not real.
It's a leap year. It's complicated.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know.
Download Blue Apron.
Oh my god.
No,
when's your Blue Apron?
March.
It's birthday.
My Blue Apron's in March.
March. Okay. Yeah. So coming up, 27 Club.
Oh god. Are you in it now?
No. November.
When is yours?
Cheers.
So you're this year.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm scared.
When's yours?
June.
Okay. So you're just
the youngest. 26. I'm the baby here.
Yeah, she just lost her health insurance.
Mm-hmm. RIP to your health insurance.
That's so
and
annoying.
I guess to you if you get
$350 a month for health insurance.
I know. Mine's the same shit.
It's like, just don't
actually,
get
I don't
it.
I pay that much.
What's the point? What's the point of living now?
I don't know.
I know.
Literally no idea. There isn't one.
Insurance sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, we didn't ask to be here. Like, why do we have to pay for it all of a sudden? It's like taxes. Like, what?
Yeah.
Hello?
Texas are fucked up.
Can't you just cut off my arm and then get a pass or something?
Yeah.
I know.
Donate an organ or something.
And just get a pass for life.
For life. Yeah.
I come from Canada. I got free insurance up there.
Oh yeah. So what is that like? Is it fine actually, or is
in
it
Canada?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like the waiting lines are really long for like surgeries and
I've
shit.
Heard,
so it's like
so
you got to get like your, I don't know, kidney taken out or whatever. Or what? No. Liver? What explodes? Appendix.
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 Oh, what yeah.
Explodes? You know, gotta wait. You know, if it explodes, you gotta wait a couple months before.
Months?
No,
you die.
Oh my god.
No, I'm kidding. But it's like if you have like a non-critical surgery that you have to get done, you wanted to do it for free or whatever,
so, like,
you have
you
to like
wanted to get your
while.
Tonsils out.
I think that's like an urgent thing.
Is it?
No.
I think.
No, I got
depends.
Mine out.
Probably depends. I was
can
an
you
EMT.
Die from that?
Tonsilitis?
I think so.
Maybe if they get, like, infected.
You're like, maybe in the
1600s.
Yeah. Maybe, honestly.
A sore dies from a sore throat.
I'm not a doctor. But no, I had, like, really bad... No, I don't think you can die. Like, I would get holes in the back of my throat and pus would come out.
Okay.
Oh,
come on.
Hello. So I'm just trying to prove a point. I don't think you can die.
Ew.
Okay.
I'm so grossed
just
out
gonna
right
now.
Just
want
to
die now.
I'm so fucking grossed out. All right. Should we wrap it up?
Sure. Let's wrap it up.
This is fun.
So we can get on to the next.
Oh, yeah. We'll be on...
I'm really not
you asked
this.
For this, though.
Mm-hmm. I never asked for
Cody
anything.
Cody was like, ugh, well, please.
I mean, you want to shoot a video? I was like, yeah, love to.
Exactly.
Love to. As long as... And you were like, what did you say? Doing Cody's makeup.
I said turning Cody into a drag queen. Like, joking. But then something stemmed off of that.
Yeah.
So
this... Really?
A little bit.
Is it makeup involved?
Maybe.
Depends.
Oh, did you bring makeup wipes then?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is makeup. Okay.
I did. It's so funny because when we were leaving, I was like, oh, we should probably bring these, like, not to be so evil.
But it's not, like, centered around makeup or anything.
Yeah.
So it's not one thing, probably.
I'm just going to, fuck it, I'm just going to go to Ed Sheeran and dress up like as a drag
Oh my god.
With this girl that I'm bringing.
No, go dress how we dress you. It'll be, oh my god. That's vlog. That's vlog material.
Really good footage.
That is. Maybe I'll start vlogging tonight and then...
Oh my god!
How to ruin a date?
Have you been out with this girl before?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
How many times?
That would be so funny.
Three.
How'd you meet?
Three. We met through a friend of a friend.
Oh, okay. So not Tinder. Is that code for Tinder?
Not Tinder.
Oh, okay.
No, not Tinder.
Two mutual friends on Tinder.
Yeah, a friend of a friend. Facebook.
I met through two other girls I met on Tinder.
Went through pics on the Instagram. Went through another Instagram. Oh, she was hot.
How cute!
That's great.
I'm pumped.
Do we like
she'll
her?
Be good. She's awesome.
Aww.
Do you think that she'll watch this? Probably not.
No. That's she's like not involved at all.
Yeah, that's
like,
what you think, but she's a girl, so she's involved.
What do you think she does?
What do I think she does? I know what she does.
What do you think she does?
What do you think? Who do you think she is, Cody?
I've asked her that question. I have actually no idea what she does for a living. I've hung out with her three times.
What does you don't?
No, I do. Oh. I'm kidding.
What does she do? Can you
could
tell
you imagine
us?
Not asking that question? Like after three dates?
Me and Aaron, we're just so interested in ourselves. We don't know anything about anyone else.
Yeah. Don't even know what your boyfriends
you're
do.
You're married?
No. Been together a year, no idea. Wait, do you know, what does she do?
I'm not going to say. Oh, okay. I don't want to go and say it on here because
that's fine.
People go and they find.
Oh, yeah. That's, you like
this, I talked about this a little bit last time, and I was like, I talked about my ex girlfriend on my podcast one time, and it was with Jason, and I was like, yeah, she has like a travel account now with her new boyfriend, and like people went out and found it and tweeted it and were like commenting on it and shit again. And I was like, don't do that.
Oh my god, that's weird.
I know.
Did she say anything?
So I'm like, learn. No, she hasn't said anything because like we're not like on speaking terms. So
I go and comment. Fuck you, bitch.
I'm like, found ya.
Right what after
you,
this.
What'd you say? Travel account.
Yeah.
Like that's so weird.
It's funny because when you were talking about it, I was literally going to find her because I'm just so curious. Like I can't. I don't know your type of girl. Like I'm just so curious of who you would have dated.
It's fine to like find it, but it's like it's weird when people.
Oh, I commented. I'm kidding.
I requested to be your friend on Facebook.
Yeah. Hey, bitch.
Speaking of our video today.
What is it?
We bring your ex-girlfriend in. Come on out.
Just walks in.
Could you imagine?
Jesus Christ.
We make them have a date or something. Sorry, this is getting weird.
That'd be like a funny TV show idea.
That's like a BuzzFeed video. Like,
no, that's a thing.
That's a BuzzFeed video. Right? Oh, no,
X on the Beach is called.
Oh.
X on the Beach?
X on the Beach.
God.
People were telling me because I talk so much about this show called Love Island that I watch. It's a British reality show.
Oh.
And so people keep tweeting me, and there's another British reality show called X on the Beach where it's like kind of the same thing. They just like.
Like instead of sex on the beach, I get it. It's like punny.
There you go.
At first, I was like, what a dumb fucking name for a show.
Yeah, it didn't click for me at all.
Not at all.
I don't know.
She's like, what's sex?
Exactly the same.
I know it does. That's just me, though.
And they bring their exes, and they have to, like, hang out. I don't know what it is. They have to hang out on a beach or something.
Do they try to get them back together, or is it, like, just see what this is like?
I think it's just see what it's like, and they always end up, like, fighting and, like, blowing up at each other.
Of course. There's a reason.
Good TV.
I know.
Wait, what's the one on Hulu that we always see? I'm like, what's this?
The 24 Hours with My Ex or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I feel like it must be, like, a thing now.
Yeah, it was a BuzzFeed video like a year or two ago. Remember, it was like conversations with my ex, and they would just have. It was like really emotional.
Yeah. No, I reacted to that one. The Hurt Bay thing.
Hurt Bay?
Is that what it was? Right.
I don't know.
The guy and the girl talking, and the guy had cheated on the girl.
Oh yeah.
And they were just like conversing about.
Yeah.
I like have a video where I like react to that.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's so weird, but that's so sad. Do you think it's real?
Yeah, it's real.
It was.
Yeah.
Wow.
They had like a follow up, and then like people saw them in public together afterwards, and they're like, "Oh, they're back together," and shit like that.
It's even trending on YouTube, or like was like the ex boyfriend, ex girlfriend tag.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
How uncomfortable.
Actually, this is what I was going to ask you. What is your least favorite YouTube trend, or most favorite, whatever.
Favorite YouTube trend
right now.
I'm like, I don't even know what
she doesn't really watch YouTube. Really
I'm like the worst YouTuber.
Really?
Yeah. Watch my friends. I like just started like
kind
of
watch?
Exploring. Who do I watch?
Yeah.
Regularly, I watch your stuff, David's stuff. It's really hard to watch like Zane's full videos.
Because Zane's are like literally podcasts.
Yeah.
But it's like, conversations we've already had. So it's like we know what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Jason's. His are entertaining.
Yeah.
Like just, I don't know, they're quick. I like the quick ones.
Jason's aren't quick.
I think they're quick.
What? His are like essays, video essays. Not really. But they're longer.
They're quick witted, I guess.
Yeah,
like he's really funny.
He's so funny.
Mm-hmm. He's so funny.
I didn't realize how funny he was. He's so really funny.
Yeah. It's so
our
cool
podcast,
like,
I thought was pretty funny.
Sit down and just like talk to him like a normal person. Where he's not being like BN or something.
Or he's screaming.
Like a Mexican stripper or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that character is like a little bit fucked up.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Which one?
Carmelita.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Every time I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, man, this is really pushing the boundary on what's like.
But that's like David's vlogs.
Yeah.
It is. I'm surprised he like doesn't get more heat for that shit.
I know.
Wait, have you heard of the report of the week?
No.
Oh my God.
What is it?
He's like, he's one of those people you can't tell if they're like 17 or 37.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's young, though.
Like me. People say that about me.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He exclusively wears suits every day. Like he wears full suits, but they're a little bit oversized. And I think he lives like with his grandparents or something. And he just like reviews fast food, but he talks like he's from the 30s. Like I don't understand this person.
The report of the week.
His hair.
Yeah, it's just really interesting.
And he sits in his car and just eats.
He does a mukbang.
Well, he like reviews it.
He'll blue apron.
He did one with water one time. So that's like, I can't really tell if he's like being serious.
He reviewed water?
It was like two different brands of purified water in jugs. And the aesthetic was amazing. He like set them and had two like wine glass looking things, folded the brim with the water. And he just talked about them for probably 10 minutes, just like with his hands folded, just speaking about like what it is and whatever. And then just tasted them and talked about it. It was so funny. He's so funny because it's so weird. But I love him.
Sick. I'm totally going to watch
You would love it. And he's like, He has like 300,000 or 400,000 subs on YouTube, and he has like a bunch on Twitter, but he doesn't follow anybody. Like, he's such a funny person to not follow anybody. Like, if
that's
somebody,
like, that's usually such like a
douchey thing. Yeah. I know, but I with know. Him, it's not. It's just
he's
like
just like that ignorant.
I just feel like he doesn't know. Or
it's also like
know.
Surprising that he doesn't follow any like fast food accounts like Wendy's or McDonald's, because those are the places he goes to.
It's all fast
and
food.
And he'll take like. He's so serious.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't fuck
this
around.
This is amazing. The report of the week.
The report of the week. Okay. And he talks like he's from the 30s or something. Like, his accent. He's, like, very New York or something. I don't know how to describe it, but it's...
It sounds amazing.
It's so odd.
You guys seen that guy that does, like, the longest videos? Like, he'll count to, like... He counted to, like... What did he count to? Like, something crazy, like 100 million or something.
What?
When Zane doesn't have
like,
content.
It took like 16 hours, and the whole thing is on YouTube.
How many
he, like,
ads were
Bible,
on there?
He like, read the Bible cover to cover. He watched,
sounds
he watched
awful.
It's Every Day, Bro, for like 16 hours straight.
Why?
It's absolutely mind-blowing
Wait,
that he does this shit.
Does he run like a bunch of ads too? So he makes money off of it?
Yeah.
When Zane doesn't have content.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Probably.
What? That's so weird. What's his name?
I don't know what his name
County.
Is.
County.
County? Does he have... Is he is he
Count,
really popular?
Count Chocula? No. No, yeah, he has like a shit ton of subs.
What?
Because this That's is like this so is like strange. His thing. He'll just do like the longest... Can you hit the record button in the back?
Oh, God.
Do you know where it is?
She turns off the camera.
Have you DSLR before?
Nope. What Ours was use? A Cool Pics camera for like
it's
the
so
first
weird
year.
What do you use to shoot
Did
now?
I do it?
This. I don't know.
Oh, you guys use a Sony?
It's good.
Should I get it? I gotta get a new vlog camera. Should I get this
it's
one?
It's fine. We were using like a Coolpics one from high school for like a year.
I know. Is that why your vlogs are so like weird?
Yeah.
In the beginning? I'd never seen anyone's videos look like that. I was like, it's definitely not an iPhone.
Oh, you mean beautiful?
It wasn't beautiful.
But it like...
Very far from beautiful.
It kind of became our brand though. Just like shitty quality. Yeah. It was kind of funny for us.
And we were just like, no, we're not.
Now someone's sanding...
The Ed Sheeran show.
Outside.
He's show. Performing right now. Oh, wait, there's another person you have to look up. His name is Jason Sunday. He
Holy
lives at six.
Fuck, you're going to lose your mind.
The
why?
Thing about.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
He lives at 1600
Vine. Because it's so hard to find people to watch on YouTube, isn't it? Like,
it is.
That's why I'm pumped that we're talking about.
Yeah, so the reason we found him was because David texted us and was like, you have to watch this video that he filmed me, and it was so weird. Like, he just wasn't expecting it or whatever. He lives at 1600 Vine.
Like, moved there, like, a few weeks ago.
He's very...
Because he wants to be around that whole crew?
Yeah, this is
what we
think.
I don't know, but he acts... Okay, I don't want to, like, talk shit. Like, I feel guilty talking shit. But I feel like he wants to be Jake or Logan so badly. He copies, like, everything verbatim and the way he, like, acts, but it's so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And he's just
it's
staring at me, like,
so,
his eyes like
that. It's so weird. We have to watch some of his videos after this. You're going to be like, what is happening? And, yeah, and it's so funny because he has 3,000 subs, but... And normally, like, it doesn't matter how many subs you have, but he acts like he has, like...
Million.
A huge following. And like whenever
he's like, what's up guys? Last time I asked you if like
Oh yeah. And he'll go
no,
like
he'll
see
go
fan.
On Hollywood Boulevard and be like, you wanna take a picture with me? I'm a vlogger.
I'm already cringing. I'm already fucking cringing.
It makes and me so uncomfortable.
The best thing is when he says subscribe to my channel, he has a little picture of like the subscribe button, but it says 55 million subscribers.
Oh my god.
It's so interesting, but like I feel like he's probably gonna blow up because he sometimes hangs out with Logan and he lives there and he
Which
acts
so
like he's huge, so I feel
me.
Like fake it till you make it. I don't know.
I think that should works.
I think
he
so
literally,
too.
It's like what rappers do. Rappers just rap about being rich and famous until it fucking happens.
Really? Maybe we
I mean,
need
yeah,
to do that.
Right? Every rapper raps about being rich and no rappers are rich until they're rich.
That's true.
We're just like,
when we gonna be rich?
Let's just all do that. Let's just all talk about how many subs we have until it actually comes true.
Wow. Can't believe we're
like
passing lies out tomorrow.
We did that. Like called ourselves famous celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and just are like, so, cause like we're literally the bottom of the
barrel. Yeah, for sure. For sure. We're like the Z-list.
No, you're
YouTuber.
Not.
Yeah.
On YouTube, you guys do well. You got tons of people watching
it's like
show.
Compared to all our friends, we're like the bottom, but it's funny cause like we've always been.
We don't really care.
No.
I like your videos.
Thank you.
Wait, but okay, so this Jason Sundays guy, you know how Jake Paul is like, make sure to dab on the haters.
Yeah.
And like, he literally is like, good morning, Jason Sundays. Make sure to keep your eyes closed so the haters can't see you and open your mouth so we can just ha 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 laugh at the haters.
It would be like if
this
Jason.
Sounds like satire.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy's a fucking genius.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
You don't think he's like, that would be the ultimate satire to like move into that building.
I mean, that's
and
true.
And just like act like him.
And see how big you could get.
And see how big you get and like become friends with him.
That's like a new social media movie.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my god, yeah.
Jason.
It's so fucking weird. It's like like it's so creepy.
Yeah.
It's, no offense, Jason Sundays, if you're watching this.
He's definitely going to see this, probably.
Oh, but for you're sure. Really creepy.
It's very uncomfortable to watch, but like maybe he'll blow up, and it just seems like Jake and Logan are like,
I will be
outrageous. Well, he will. You know he will. Because I feel like people are going to start talking about him because he's like kind of growing a little bit, and whether they like him or they hate watch him, like he's going to grow. It's crazy. I feel like every, like now that we've been on Vine and YouTube, there's always that group of people that's huge, and we're all like, what the fuck?
Like how?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Always.
It's so interesting.
And it's always going to be a thing too.
Yeah.
Hate it.
That's really interesting.
All right, gang. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Time to watch some Jason Sunday vlogs.
You guys want to plug something? Your YouTube channel?
Blue Apron. Plug our Blue Apron.
Oh my god.
We only want to plug Blue Apron.
I'm just not going to post this whole episode.
That's fine.
The title is like Blue Apron app. They see it. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm actually going to call it Blue Apron with Carly and Aaron. That's what I'm going to call it.
One sponsored hour long video. Yeah, yeah. I mean, our YouTube channel is just Carly and Aaron.
Follow them.
Yeah, you can find everything from there.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Follow the Twitter at insanely_chill.
Yes.
Oh,
follow them
Twitter?
On Twitter.
I started
a Twitter for the podcast. It's actually kind of cool. I like. Yeah, here, I'll take a picture of you guys. I'll post it on there.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Wait, do you have a fan? We need a fan and just, makeup and hair.
Just go.
Yeah, that's good.
Starbucks. Blue Apron. So.
Wait, it's fucking blurry. One more time. My camera sucks.
Saw Maverick again.
Oh, that was great. Oh, that's great.
Is it beautiful?
Okay.
All right, guys. Perfect. Thanks for watching.
What kind of iPhone is that?
6S, I think.
Success.
The iPhone success.
The iPhone success. This was fun. Can we be on every week?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
All right, cool.
We'll talk about it.
When you start paying for our gas.
Yeah. Or Ubers.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.